In Parashas Shemini, we have a heated debate between Moshe and Aaron regarding one of the korbanos of the day of the Shemini Miluim that was burnt. It was a Sira Chatas. Rashi explains, Gemara says it's Sira Shchodesh. One of the korbanos was Sira Shchodesh, which was burnt. And Moshe didn't know why it was burnt. And so a lot of discussion in the Gemara exactly what the Masa Matan was about. So one of the ways to explain it is that it was, since they were Oninim, since Nadab and Abihu died, so Aaron and the remaining children were in a state of Aninus, and therefore you're not allowed to eat a korban b'Aninus, and even though some of the korbanos specifically were allowed to be eaten b'Aninus, because Hashem said they should eat it, but that was because those korbanos were kadshei sha, they were unique to that day, where Sirush Chodesh is kadshei doros. Kadshei doros has the general halacha that an Onin is not allowed to partake of kadshim. And so just like by Maaser Sheni, an Onin can eat, so too Kadshim as well. So Rashi brings a little bit of this in the on the Psukim, that Vaidaba Aaron El Moshe, Hena Yom Ekrivu, Vatikrena Osi Ko'ele, and he said, Haita Bene Hashem, would I have, Hashem had been happy if I would have eaten it, as Rashi points out, Im Shamata Bekadshe Shah, just because you heard a special dispensation to partake of the carbon baninus that is kachei shah, but you can't extrapolate to kachei doros. The next pasuk is vayishma Moshe vayital ve'enav. Moshe heard and he acknowledged that Aaron was correct, and Rashi explains hoda v'lo bosh. Moshe confessed that he wasn't embarrassed. Lo mar lo shamati, to say I didn't hear. Elo amar shamati v'shachachti, I heard and I forgot. Which means he said, I heard exactly that. I heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that kadshei doros, in fact, should not be eaten by aninus. So it's a big tribute to Moshe that he acknowledged that he, in fact, made a mistake. Question everybody asks is, why is that considered a tribute to Moshe? Why shouldn't Moshe say the truth? I mean, obviously, b'vashekei tircha. So, Chaim Shmulevitz has a very interesting svara in Maimon Parsha Shemini. He says, Moshe could have rationalized a gedder of Eis Rasha Shem Hefer Torasecha, that if Moshe Rabbeinu acknowledges that he forgot something that Hashem told him, then it would undermine his credibility as a Moser HaTorah on so many other mitzvahs, because Klal Yisrael only heard the Aseres HaDibros from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The rest of the Torah, they only knew what Hashem wanted of them because of Moshe. Suddenly Moshe is fallible, Moshe forgets something, they can start wondering about whatever Moshe says. So Moshe could have rationalized that he should save face, and he should therefore not acknowledge that he forgot, because it would harm him in terms of his credibility in other ways. And Moshe didn't make that cheshbon, because he says Moshe recognized there was a personal negius here that he wanted to cover up and not be embarrassed, and he didn't want that to be relevant. You cannot make a determination of Eis Rasha Shem Hefer Torasecha unless you're 1000% lishma. There's even the slightest bit of personal negius, you have no right to make cheshbonos like that, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was hodev lobos. That's what Chaim Shmulevitz. The Steiper has the following idea in Birchas Peres on Chumash. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu could have said the following words, Lo Shamati. He didn't have to say Shamati v'shachachti, which means the following. Lo Shamati just means that I didn't hear a specific heter regarding kadshei doros. What did Aaron say to him? Aaron said, Shema lo shamata. Maybe you didn't hear a specific heter only regarding kadshei shah. Maybe you only heard kadshei shah can be permitted by aninus. Moshe could have said the following, lo shamati, meaning, I didn't hear a heter, ela the kadshei shah. That's true. But he didn't have to say the full truth. He didn't have to say that I actually heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically that you should not eat kadshei doros. It would have been a half-truth, it wouldn't have been a lie, it wouldn't have been the full truth. And yet, that was the godless emotion. It would have been a chatzi emes. Because it wasn't just that he did not hear a heter el kadshei shah. He actually heard specifically that kadshei doros is usher. He didn't have to share that information. It could have been less than full disclosure. He could have just said half, which was true by itself, and left the other half unaddressed. But If he would have said, Lo Shamati, it's not a complete sheker, but it wouldn't have been the full emes. Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to hide anything. And therefore, even though it means that he had to swallow his pride, but he actually went out of his way to acknowledge the full truth, and according to Medrash as well, he was mefarshim it, b'chol Yisrael, he let out a proclamation, everyone should know that he had heard what Aaron said, and he forgot what he heard, and Aaron was correct, and that's the tribute to Moshe Rabbeinu, in terms of his honesty, and if Hashem could tzircha, Shabbat Shalom.